Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin, I'm Chris Mack. You are locked into BetMGM. You make sure you're following along with BetMGM Network 24/7 on all of our social media channels at BetMGM Network and on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed. Keep up to date on everything we're putting out there. Just search for the BetMGM Network, obviously live coast to coast every single weekend. Get us in podcast form as well inside your Odyssey app or wherever you get your audio by searching for BetMGMU. Before we get to some of our favorite plays of this weekend, maybe put together some parlays for you as well. An updated look at Heisman odds, guys. Carson Beck still at the top of the list, but just barely ahead of Ty Simpson at BetMGM right now. Carson Beck plus 320, Simpson plus 340, Fernando Mendoza right there as well, a little better than 4-1, plus 430. Then you back off into the mid-teens, Julian Sayin, Jeremiah Smith, both from Ohio State at 15-1 at BetMGM. Then you get out to the 20-1s and heavier than that, Marcel Reed, Gunnar Stockton, C.J. Carr, Trinidad Chambliss, Dante Moore all the way out at 30-1, as is Haynes King. John, still feels like a wide-open market, although we're now talking about the quarterbacks for the best teams in the country being the ones that are separating themselves from the rest of the pack.
Yeah, I mean, this is the weakest field that I can remember in a while. I mean, maybe weak's not the right word, but it feels weak. Like, I'm looking at these candidates, and I'm just not really moved. You know, like, I would love for a Jeremiah Smith to have, you know, emerged, but, you know, it just really hasn't happened. Like, they haven't been winning in that way, you know. Carson Beck, I get it. Miami's legit. They're a really freaking good team. They can win it all. But I don't really know if that's because Carson Beck. I think he's kind of like along for the ride as opposed to leading it. I mean, they have an offensive line that could give all three of us time, right? Like, it's pretty amazing how that team is built. I think Ty Simpson is probably the best bet right now. I mean, it's an Alabama team that's surging, and they play through him, you know, more so than, you know, a lot of the other teams that you'll see here. And plus, again, they have a chance to, you know, they could win every game the rest of the season. It's certainly, you know, in the realm of possibility. So I think I would, if I had to bet, and I wouldn't because I don't think any of these guys is really making a great case, I would probably bet Ty Simpson here at, you know, 3.5-1. But what am I, you know, what am I getting here? I'm not getting much value.
Yeah, the issue with Ty Simpson, and this is where he could propel himself. If they went out, they would have beaten Tennessee this weekend. They would have beaten LSU. They would have beaten Oklahoma. And then whoever they play in the SEC championship game, A&M, Georgia. I mean, he would have, including the Georgia win that they already have, five wins over some pretty solid competition. I mean, he might have five wins over really ranked teams and then four wins over playoff teams. Like, that's possible. It's hard to say no to if they wind up winning out. I think there's going to be some Carson Beck bias, anti-Carson Beck. You know, he's been around so long, they never gave him credit at Georgia. He broke up with a Cavender twin. I mean, nobody likes that. So you got to go there. I think Mendoza, they don't have a losable game on the schedule. They're going to wind up being, I mean, they might be the number one seed. If they go and they win out, and they want to beat Ohio State the Big Ten title, they're going to be the number one seed. So that's a guy that you can't overlook. I mean, and he's got the best odds of the three.
Yeah, I just, like John mentioned earlier when talking about Simpson and Beck and Mendoza's in that crowd too, I don't know if the return's worth it at this point. If you haven't placed your Heisman bet at this point and you're looking for something with a greater return on your investment, none of these are jumping off the page at you. Like Dante Moore may have before last weekend. I mean, maybe if you believe in an A&M run that isn't totally driven around defense, Marcel Reed at 20-1 is still a name that jumps out because they've kind of somehow flown under the radar, the Aggies, to this point. But there's not a lot of names. I think John's right. This is weak, maybe isn't the right word, but just not all that attractive Heisman field in recent memory. So especially if you're looking for a name farther down the board that could realistically have a shot, maybe a Gunnar Stockton at like 25-1 if you think Georgia's got a run in him. But again, we're talking about the Heisman. It's getting voted on before the playoffs start. So you take that out of the equation to a certain extent. Who's going to, like you said, Choppy, who's going to run the table the rest of the way? I think Mendoza isn't a bad look if you believe Indiana can get past Ohio State. But again, we're talking about a game that I don't even know if it's going to be played before most of the Heisman votes are cast, right? So you just look at what's on the table as far as the rest of the regular season and who can have the most success and does anybody step out. I tend to go back to Beck if we're talking about people we actually expect to win the award, but at 3-1, 4-1, I don't know if that bet is worth it. It would have to be something that I made months ago. The problem is all the names that we talked about way back in July and August, John, Nussmeier, Aller was talked about, Arch Manning, they're all out the window. None of those guys is winning the Heisman now. Aller's not even going to play the rest of the year. He's going to play college football again, which is what's blown this thing wide open.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. It's pretty nuts to think about just all the, you know, I mean, I think in the case of Arch, it's been more, you know, maybe our expectations were the problem there. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, he hasn't been anywhere close to what we expected. Lenore Sellers is struggling. DJ Lagway, you know, where's that step? I mean, I guess it's been better the last couple of weeks since he got Wilson in there. But, you know, I expected more from him. You know, Aller obviously is gone. So yeah, it's been I think that's exactly right. That's a great call, Chris, because you expected like all four of those guys to probably be at the top of this thing. And so now that they're all like safely out, it's kind of just made this, Mad Max field.
It's like Lord of the Flies. There's just nobody left to run the thing and nobody's really in charge of the Heisman race right now. I think, again, it's why Beck makes a ton of sense, but I don't know if it makes sense betting-wise right now as far as someone who could win the Heisman as we're now looking at more than halfway through the regular season. All right, let's get to some of our best bets. We'll put some parlays together as well, see what we cook up for this weekend around college football. I've got, once again, way too many bets written down. I'll get to mine in a minute. But, John, what do you got? What do you like the most this weekend?
I'm going to be a homer. I like Memphis minus 21.5 against UAB. I know that UAB fired, you know, Trent Dilfer, and that's always a little bit of a risk betting into a team or against a team that, just fired their head coach. But, like, this is not just a coaching issue. This is a talent issue. UAB has no money. They have no NIL money. I don't really know what they're doing. They should have fired Trent Dilfer after last season. Like, what did they need to see or think they would see to justify giving him another year? At any rate, while I think UAB will look better because it's impossible to look worse, Memphis is going to run all over these cats. They have an improved defense. It's number 11 in defensive stop rate, Memphis. Does so. I just think Memphis, even with the new coach bump here at UAB, like what are you hoping to get from UAB? Like 24? I mean, I think Memphis can hang 50 plus on this team. They did last year. I suspect they'll be able to do it again.
Choppy, you got a favorite play or a part? I know you got a pizza money parlay, but what's your favorite?
Oh, I got a pizza money, baby. Good luck finding one of these games. All right, I already said I have Ole Miss plus the 8 points. I got it at 7.5 now. I got the USC. I got USC plus 10. It's down to 9.5. I'm just moving lines, baby. But then the third game of this, good luck finding it. It's over 54.5, Montana against Sacred Heart. Whoa. Take the over 54.5. I don't even know what Sacred Heart's mascot is. I think it's are they the peacocks or something like that? I don't know.
But Sacred Heart was some kind of knight or something. They're the pioneers. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like they're the pioneers.
Pioneers, Montana, the Grizzlies, right? Montana, Sacred Heart, over 54.5. There's your parlay.
Grizzlies probably messed up a lot of Pioneers back in the day, like back in the Oregon Trail day, you know?
Ooh,
especially dysentery. Out there in Montana.
Dysentery was big.
You have cholera. Would you like to trade some wagon wheels for some antibiotics?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That is a hell of a parlay, Choppy. If you want to boost your parlay, BetMGM, the place to do it, no matter where the college football action is, nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. You can use a parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning parlay inside the BetMGM app right now. Download it if for some god-awful reason you haven't yet, and use that parlay boost token to level up your winnings this weekend. So I've got a number of games that I've written down, scratched some of them off, circled some of them that I believe in a little bit more. Missouri at Auburn, either money line or laying a point and a half. I like Missouri to bounce back, even if it's on the road in the SEC. I don't believe in Auburn. I think that may have been proven out over the last week or two. So Missouri laying 1.5 is one I would keep an eye on if you're trying to put together a parlay. Georgia Tech, even money on the money line at Duke. I know Duke's offense is producing to this point. Manny Diaz has things clicking, and this is a road game in the SEC. I'm sorry, though. Haynes King. That's all I got to say. Haynes King, Georgia Tech on the money line at Duke. The ones I actually will be putting together as a parlay, I like both the Texas schools this weekend. A&M and the Longhorns, both on the road in the SEC. A&M laying 7.5 at Arkansas. Yes, please. Texas laying a bigger number, 12.5 at Kentucky, but if you've watched the Kentucky Wildcats attempt to play something resembling football this year, you're probably comfortable laying less than two touchdowns there on the road at Lexington with the Longhorns. We mentioned already USC against Notre Dame. I like the Trojans, especially with that number all the way out to 9.5 now. I like USC, maybe not to win outright, but certainly to keep it close and maybe pull off the upset against Notre Dame in South Bend. And one final one I got to throw in there, Penn State at Kinnick at night. No, I'm not betting a side in this one. Are you kidding me? They got Otis Spunkmeyer as their quarterback now, Ethan Grunkmeyer. Penn State Iowa total is all the way up into the 40s now, kids. 40.5. Hammer the under. Penn State Iowa Saturday night at Kinnick in primetime. Just don't make yourself or your kids watch it. That's not going to be real football. Thanks to John Martin. Thanks to RJ Choppy. Thanks to our producer, Zach Krall. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Make sure you're following along and subscribed wherever you get your podcast to BetMGMU. And we'll do it again next week right here on the BetMGM Network.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.